Now then, we've seen some pretty shocking images from Libya on our televisions and in the newspapers recently. More demand than ever, though, for on-the-ground coverage. And what pressure really does it put on journalists who find themselves in these difficult zones, war zones, essentially? Well, within the last couple of days alone, apparent incidents of mass executions have been reported by BBC correspondents who are working on the ground in Libya.
I'm now in the grounds of the Abu Sleem Hospital in the district of Tripoli, where most of the heavy fighting has been taking place in recent days. And this is one of the most appalling, distressing sights I have ever seen. In this hospital, around the hospital, on gurneys, in corridors, there are hundreds of dead people. Men, women and children. We don't know exactly who they are.
This was the headquarters of the Hamis Brigade, a much-feared army unit run by Colonel Gaddafi's son. In a compound just behind it, we found victims of execution, killed on Tuesday in the dying days of the regime. Inside this smouldering warehouse, the charred remains of dozens of bodies.
Well, we can't show you the kind of pictures that would convey the horror of what happened in here. And it's very hard to even imagine the terror in the last few moments for the men who are trapped inside. What we can say for certain is that they were shown absolutely no mercy.
Aura Gerlin and Wira Davis reporting on pretty distressing scenes in Libya. Well, Professor Eric Grove is Director for the Centre of International Security and War Studies at University of Salford. And Stuart Hughes is the former BBC Wales journalist and now BBC World Affairs producer. He's got extensive experience working in war zones. And Stuart, if I could ask you first of all, you've been injured yourself in action. How much trauma do you suffer mentally as well as physically in your case?
Well, my accident happened, 8 years ago now, and actually I sort of went through a number of phases. When I first lost my leg in Iraq in 2003, I think I was so glad to be alive. My cameraman was killed in the incident, and I survived. And actually, I sort of think I was, it may sound strange to say it, but I think I was on a little bit of a high at having survived what I went through. And then some years later, when attention focuses elsewhere and life goes back to normal, I think it's then when normal life returns that actually you have time to reflect on what's happened, reflect on what you've seen, reflect on what you've been through. And it's then that that for me at least that the nightmare started and things got a little bit harder. Thankfully, I came through that. But people, I think, often think that if you go through a traumatic incident that you're going to suffer straight away. But combat stress, the charity that helps people with post-traumatic stress in the armed forces, say that it's often 11 years before somebody comes to receive treatment.
So, Stuart, there was help for you, was there, in that sense, that you were able to access help to deal with the trauma of what you went through?
Yeah, I was. I received professional help, and actually a lot of the help and support that was most useful to me was from friends and colleagues in the same business. It's a fairly small band of brothers who work in the International Press Corps, and people think of journalism as a very competitive industry, but actually when somebody's suffering, when somebody's been through a hard time, people rally around to help you, and that was a great support to me.
Professor Eric Grove, you've been to Bosnia yourself.
I think you were
writing a book there at the time. From your experience then, does the pen or the microphone or the camera give a journalist a shield from reality? I mean, is there a level of protection in that you're doing a job?
Well, as we've just heard, the answer is no, because you can get injured and you can be shot at. I mean, I was quite lucky that there was a truce when I was up in Vitez. But you know, obviously, you know, it's a very immediate set of problems. And in a sense, that's part of a wider problem, because the person is part of the conflict. And of course, the armed forces, the more organized armed forces, have recognized that. And we now have the concept of the embedded journalist. Now, that's good in lots of ways, because they can see a lot of what is going on, see and hear and share the risks. But of course, because they're seeing and hearing and sharing the risks, they sometimes perhaps identify automatically with the people that they're with. And that's what their minders want.
Yeah, they
want a certain slant in a particular direction. And in fact, everybody now, insurgents, you saw it in Kosovo, they can manipulate the horror that people feel, the natural horror, the very correct horror that people feel when they see those dreadful things in Libya. I mean, there were cases in Kosovo of almost atrocities being provoked in order that the journalists could see them so they could report back and show what the other side was doing so that political decisions would be forced upon decision makers back home.
And Stuart Hughes, from your experience then, is it a gathering of international media? Are they protective of one another, or is there a competitive edge even in this kind of field?
Yeah, there is a competitive edge. I mean, I think you saw last week when Alex Crawford from Sky News provided some wonderful reportage from the centre of Green Square in Libya. Immediately, you know, armchair commentators who've probably been nowhere near a war zone accused the BBC of being lazy and complacent and of missing the story. And my argument is that the war reporting is not a spectator sport. It's actually a very dangerous business.
Yeah.
And people sitting at home can see the war zones pumped into their living rooms, and they automatically think, well, it can't be that bad because they can broadcast live. The fact is that it is a dangerous business, and it's actually the people who are there on the ground who, yes, we are competitive with one another, but also we are very respectful of one another, and we're all going through very similar things, and I think that's something that we don't forget.
Thank you for that. That's Stuart Hughes, former BBC Wales journalist and now World Affairs producer, and also Professor Eric Grove from the University of Salford.